ไหวรู้สึกด้วยหรือคิดตันปรินามคิดตันหรือคาถาคิดตัน What is this necessity? This question arises. What is necessity? Some may have known, some may have not known. Isn't it? But this Hari Kirtan is so effective and so beneficial that it doesn't depend upon one's knowing or not knowing. Bhagavata, we might have heard the name of Bhagavata. Do the devotees then know Bhagavata? Others, I am asking them. You have heard the name of Bhagavata? Yes, Srimad Bhagavata. Have you read it? Prabhupada's Bhagavata you have kept in your house. Very good. Nitya Pathya, Nitya Bhagavata Sevaya. That is daily activity. That's taking your food, taking rest, taking bath, cleaning body, Shauchakriya cleanness. These are Nitya Karma, daily activity. Nitya Bhagavata Sevaya. So, reading Bhagavata, hearing Bhagavata Katha, Kathana Sravana, that is daily activity, Nitya Bhagavata Sevaya. So, but how many are doing this daily activity? Those are devotees, they may be doing, but are you all doing this daily activity? They are not doing. This is doing, I think you are doing daily activity, this similar part.
No.
No. Sometimes. Occasionally. This is daily activity. This is all good for us, beneficial. Who is our real friend? Who is our real friend? That's a question. Who do you think your friend? You have some friend? Who do you think that you are? Who is your friend? Tell me. Yes. Who will help you to take you out of this material world? Oh, he understands it. I think he has heart. He does sadhu sangha, isn't it? Therefore, he cannot say something, give such answer. No. He cannot give such answer. One who has not done sadhu sangha, not heard from sadhu, he cannot say that. One who has helped you from taking out of this material world is your friend. Yes, that's correct friend. He's a real friend. Yes. These people cannot understand, I think. Do you understand what he says? No, he cannot understand. Most of them cannot understand. You understand what he says? Sir? That answer he gave. He's a real friend. You understand it. Very good. He understands. He has good fortune and he has intelligence, I think. And he has knowledge, I think. One who understands this thing. Yes, he is a real friend who helps me getting out of this material world. Doing good in so many ways, they are really doing good. Somebody is hungry, not getting food. Suffering out of starvation. If somebody goes and gives him some food, feeds him, does he not do good to him? He does good to him, yes. Feeding the hungry person, yes. That's good. They're doing good. Many people are there. Some organizations also are there, isn't it? They are collecting funds, to give food to the hungry. And some poor countries are there. They think India is a poor country. People are dying out of starvation, not getting food. And some organizations, they also help a lot. Give it to India also and feed them. They are doing good. Isn't it? Somebody is very thirsty. So one gives him cold drink, then he gives some good coins and stuff. Somebody is suffering out of disease, patient, and a poor man, he has no money to give doctor's fee, to have treatment. It's okay. If somebody helps him, takes him to the hospital, gives doctor fee for him, makes the arrangement of his treatment, does he not do good? Yes, he does. Isn't it? That's also doing good. Make arrangements for medicine and treatment, that's doing good. Mother Teresa, you might have heard the name of Mother Teresa, isn't it? She got Nobel Award for this activity, isn't it? The leprosy patients, everybody hates them, nobody takes care of them, rolling, lying there on the roadside, isn't it? Cannot move completely, invalid, suffering out of leprosy, Mother Teresa goes there, treats them, takes care of them, puts bandages on their affected limbs. She does such work. And she's awarded Nobel Prize, yes. Yes, doing such good, isn't it? When somebody is very poor, he cannot get education, cannot get give this fee, monthly fee, to be admitted into school or college, get education. Somebody opens free education, institution for free education, no money is demanded. Is he not doing good? He is doing good also. Isn't it? That's good. That's doing good. But one is preaching Krishna consciousness, the science of Krishna consciousness. Is he not doing good? You understand. You understand, Maharaj. You understand. You understand. Mr. Khanna, you understand. Khanna understands. You understand, I think. You understand. But you cannot understand. How is good? This will be treated there free of cost. It's the same type of good. Do you think so, Mr. Khanna?
Yes.
You think so? Same type of good.
They are feeding Krishna. They are feeding Krishna.
What's that?
Says they're feeding Krishna.
Feeding?
Krishna.
No, no, it's the same type of a good. My question. Mr. Khanna says yes. Same type of good. No, it's not same type of good. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. Prabhupada Maharaj says, what he says is a real thing. Who helps one to get out of this material world? One helps you. One takes one conditioned soul out of the thought of Maya, Durga Devi. Understand my language. This is Durga Devi's thought. Durga Karagar, prison house created by Durga Devi, Maya Devi. One takes out one of them from the thought of Durga Devi. He does such good. You understand? That cannot be compared to opening thousands and thousands of hospitals, Baba. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj says, understand, Mr. Khanna? One takes out one jiva from the throat of Durga Devi. Everybody here, imprisoned by Durga Devi in his throat, Maya Kruta Karagar. This is a prison house. Maya has created. One takes out one jiva from this prison house of Durga Devi, throat of Durga Devi. What good he does. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, who is a acharya, authority, Maharan, what good he does, that cannot be compared. Even opening hundreds and thousands of hospitals. Yes, because, that means one who helps you in developing Krishna consciousness, he is your real friend. One who develops complete Krishna consciousness, he'll never come here again to this prison house. Understand, Mr. Khanna? He'll never come again to this prison house, to this material world of Dukhalaya. His miserable platform where only suffering is there. Bad death, old age, and disease. These are suffering, miseries. His body is afflicted in three tapas. Adhyatmika, adhivaivika, adhivautika. As if in a frying pan. Isn't it?
Yes.
Is there any pleasure, any happiness here?
No.
No happiness. That was Bhagavad Gita, it says dukhalayam. It is dukhalayam. It is filled with miseries only. Bad death, old age, disease is miseries. Nobody is free from it. Beginning from Brahma to the tiny ant. Everybody. Prison house. Does anybody get some happiness in the prison house? A prisoner? A criminal?
No.
Punishment is invited. What happiness here? What ananda? What pleasure here? If he is not free from birth, death, old age, disease, he is not free from this affliction, three tapas, adhyatmika, hridayika, adhibhautika, all have been suffering. Isn't it? Doctor may cure some disease. How long? Temporary period.
Temporary.
One disease cure, 100 diseases come out. Isn't it? This body, metal body, as long as you have metal body, you have disease. But death, old age, disease. One of the synonyms of this metal body is Rogabhu. Is Rogabhu. That means the temple of Roga, disease. Rogabhu. So many diseases are there in here. And it comes out. Again you come to the material world, again disease comes, again old age comes, but is also jantana, pain, dukkha, suffering. Again you come to the mother's womb, you get pain. Isn't it? Jantana, jambudantra. What pain is there? What sort of pain is there? Do you know, Mr. Khanna?
No, I don't.
Forgotten, forgotten. You are forgotten. Yes, Baba, forgotten. What pain is there in mother's womb? Again come to mother's womb means again getting pain. Acharya se, Bhagavatam se, Kapladevahuti. You are reading Bhagavatam. Remember, recollect my words. Kapladev says to Mother Devahuti, what pain is there? Isn't it? Acharya says, Bhagavatam says. Chaitanya Bhagavatam also. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, garbha dantrana, janma dantrana. To remain in the mother's womb is a jantrana, very painful. What is pain? Sadavrstikaranusana. If one, what is it, scorpion? Scorpion. You understand scorpion, Mr. Khanna?
Yes.
Has he ever bitten you?
No.
Are, bring one. Bring one. Let him bite Mr. Khanna. Then he can understand what pain is there. Very, very painful and bearable. Simultaneously, 100 scorpion bite, what pain is there? Imagine, such pain is there in mother's womb. Yes, such pain in mother's womb, Matrukuki. Therefore, janma is jantana. Birth is also to remain again, to come again to mother's womb means to get such jantana, suffering. Yes. It mentioned in third canto of Bhagavata, Kapila Deva says to mother Devahuti, when the seventh month womb is there, jiva gets consciousness. Understand? And consciousness, and he remembers his past life. He remembers his past life. Oh, I did this. Pap karma, sinful activity. Nasty activity. Therefore, again I am put into this painful situation. He remembers. And he offers prayers to Krishna. They are in the room. He offers prayers, yes. Oh Lord, please deliver me from this painful situation. Please deliver me from this painful situation. This time I will never forget you while doing your bhajan. You have given words to him, Mr. Khanna. You have forgotten. I am reminding you. Shastra reminds, sadhu reminds. Understand, Mr. Khanna? Yes. You have given words when you are in mother's womb, seventh month. Pregnancy is there. Gets consciousness and remembers the past life. That I did this sinful activity, nasty activity. Therefore, as a reaction, as a result, I am again put here in this painful situation. In our prayer to Lord, oh Lord, please, please take me out of this painful situation. This time I'll never forget you. I'll do your bhajan. But what happened? You forgot again. Again forgot. So the person who inculcates Krishna consciousness unto what good he is doing to you, understand me. No more to come again to mother's womb. No rebirth. Go back home, back to Godhead. No more material body. There will be no more hunger. No more thirst. No more disease. No more old age. Isn't it? So what good he is doing? And what good is the person doing who feeds the hungry person? And what good he does who makes the treatment of a patient like Mother Teresa? Again he comes to material world, again disease is there. Again birth is there, again death is there, and disease is there, old is there. Again hunger is there. Ahara, nidra, vaivasam, then demand of this material body is there. Eating, sleeping, defending, mating. How can you avoid it? No more material body. Then what good he is doing? How to say the same type of being good? Is it same? Understand my language? Not same. Therefore one helps to develop Krishna consciousness, to inculcate Krishna consciousness. What he says on helps to take out this material world of the clutches of Maya, foot of Durga Devi. What good he does. That Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, Prabhupada Maharaj says, if someone, the Vaishnava or Sadhu, Krishna conscious person, who takes one jiva out, of this foot of Durga Devi, what good he does. It cannot be compared to opening hundreds and thousands of hospitals, Baba. Understand, Mr. Khanna? Yes. Mental body means again disease, again disease. Again suffering, again birth, again death, again old age, again disease. Then, again you feel, what you say, hunger, thirst is not satisfied forever. No mental body, when spiritual body, there is no demand of, per se, eating, sleeping, defending, mating. no birth, no death, no old age, no disease. Then we help him to get such a body. What good he does? Huh? Is it safe? Not safe. He is our real friend. He is our real friend. And this teaching, the science of Krishna consciousness, is the real doing good. The real doing good. Huh? Yes. The real doing good. Again, again and again, 84 lakhs of places are there. Huh? Bodies are there, metal bodies are there. And getting one of the bodies, according to our karma. But death, old age, disease, suffering. What good? No more. No more coming, no rebirth. No more again coming to the mother soon. Go back home, back to Godhead. In language of my Guru, Prabhupada. He is a real friend. Real friend doing good. How one can develop Krishna consciousness?
Prema
bhakti. How can one develop prema bhakti?
By itself. By the help of the spiritual master.
How can get a spiritual master? Who is spiritual master?
It is Krishna himself.
Yes. Does Krishna appear before everybody as spiritual master? Then, how can one get him? Bolo, Mr. Khanna.
After Sumanaya.
Haan, woi baat hi hai. Woi baat hi hai. That's a fact. Krishna Guru Rupa Hana Shastra Pramani. Chaitanya Charitamrita Kaviraj Goswami. Krishna Guru Rupa Hana Shastra Pramani. This is Shastra Pramani. Vedic proof. Injunctions. Shastric injunctions. Krishna appears as Guru. Nayamatma Prabhatana Labhyana Medhayana Buna Srutena Jamavisa Vrunte Tena Labhyasta Shatma Vibrunte Tadusvam. Kathopanishad says. Understand? Kathopanishad says. Upanishad. Nāmātmā prabhacana-labhyo nāmbedhaya-nāmuhu-nāsutena jāmbeśya-brunte-tena-labhyas-tasesha-atmā-vibrunte-tanuśvam. It is not easy thing that one can understand paramātma-tattva. Understand? Not easy thing. One can understand paramātma-tattva. Nāmbedhaya-nāmuhu-nāsutena nāprabhacana, hearing so many prabhacanas from so many karmis, jnanis, yogis, pandits. Many are there. By dint of one's own scholarship, panditya, learning, merit, intelligence, one cannot understand. Cannot understand. Na medhaya na bhunasu tera. Janavesya bhunte tera labhyas. Dasesa atma vibhunte tanuswam. One is crying in his heart. How can I understand you, O Supreme Lord? Understand this, Lakana? Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Chaturvidha bhajante man, jana sukruti narjuna, arti, artharti, jigyasu, jnani cha bharatara sava. Isn't it? Understand? Reading Bhagavad Gita, Mr. Khanna? No, read it, daily. Daily reading, daily hearing. Gita Bhagavata. Chaturvidha bhajante man, jana sukruti narjuna, arti, artharti, jigyasu, jnani cha bhartasava. Bhartasava means arjuna. Four types of persons do my bhajan. Chaturvidha bhajanti man. Arti, one who is put into danger. He prays to Supreme Lord, please send me from this danger. Arti, artharti. Artharti means a poor man. Penniless person, suffering out of poverty. He prays to Lord, O Lord, I have been suffering out of poverty, please give me some wealth. Understand? He of us prayer. Arthi arthati jigyasu jnani Jigyasu, who inquires, "Oh Lord, how can I understand you?" Is Jigyasu, inquisitiveness, was inquisitiveness, understand? He, "Oh Lord, please help me to understand you," is Jigyasu. Then Jnani, is Jnani to achieve transcendental knowledge? He also, because Krishna is the source of all knowledge, he also offers prayer to the Lord. Therefore Krishna says, four types of person, they do my bhajan. They are sukruti, no? They are sukruti, no? Not duskruti, no? You understand sukruti, no? Duskruti, no? Not miscreants, duskruti, no? Opposite, sukruti, no? Pious people, Isn't there? Sukruti, no? So the person who is crying in the heart, "Oh Lord, how can I understand you? I want to understand you." He is crying in the heart. Jigyasa. Please help me. Please help me. Unless Krishna helps, how can we understand Krishna? Can you understand Krishna? Not easy thing, Baba. Very difficult. Have you seen Krishna, Mr. Khanna? Not seen, but you have to see it. Therefore, Mahajana Bhakya is there. Sadhus, Gurus, Acharyas have said, "Janana Safalatar Krishna Darasanadar Bhagya Hoyasi Ekava." His life has become successful. He has achieved success in his life or perfection in his life. If fortunately he has seen Shyam Sundar Krishna once in his life, understand? Otherwise, no success in life. To see him, to know him, to understand him, to get him, that is perfection of this rarely achieved human birth. You might have seen the deity form of Krishna in the temple. Therefore Krishna is so merciful. He appears as Pachadigraha. Deity form. Then we cannot see him, so we should go to temple and see. Nama rupa vigraha tina chidanandamaya tina bhedana. There is no difference between name of Krishna, the form of Krishna, and vigraha, deity form of Krishna. Vaishnava has installed sadhu. I was saying that in the morning. The Vaishnava, pure devotee, can invoke him, call him, and he'll appear. Then it's non different. You can see how it looks. How it looks? Bolo?
Yes, just this Krishna.
You see Krishna, how he is born, how it looks, how he looks.
Very beautiful.
Very beautiful.
Madhurjagan beauty.
Yes, Madhurjagan Nilaya. Krishna is the source, Krishna is the reservoir of all Madhurya, all beauty. Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Visesa Sogam. His beauty far excels that of crores of Cupid. Cupid is very beautiful in this material. All are enchanted by Cupid, isn't it? But Krishna's beauty far excels that of crores of Cupid. So beautiful. He enchants Cupid, his Madan Mohan. Isn't it? That's all right. You can see the beauty of Krishna. That's very good. You are very fortunate. You have seen the beauty of Krishna. But you should look at the body. Three places crooked, bent, isn't it? Not straight person. Shyama Trivanga Lalita. He is Shyama Trivanga Lalita. Trivanga. Not one and two, three places bent, crooked. If you become bent like that, Mr. Khanna, all will hate you. Crooked person. Not ugly looking person. But Krishna, three places crooked, but looks very beautiful. You say very beautiful. Srivanga Lalita. Such a crooked person, not a straight at all. Do you think it is easy to understand such a crooked person? Not easy, Baba, not easy. Not easy. Three places crooked, Baba, not one and two. Not easy, Baba. Understand, Mr. Khanna? Yes.
Those who discriminate about it. Those who discriminate and the one who adore Krishna, worship Krishna, for him, so it is in such a way, for him it is really very beautiful.
That I am speaking. Yeah. Not generally, It's not easy thing to understand him. Unless he showers his mercy upon us, we cannot understand him. His mercy is required. Without his mercy, we cannot understand. And Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj says, this crookedness, kapatya, Sanskrit it says kapatya, gopartha, kapatya, crookedness, is Krishna's monopoly. It's Krishna's monopoly, not Jiva's monopoly. But Krishnasiddhanta Saraswati Goswami, Prabhupada Maharaj says, it's better to remain in the lakhs of other species, birds, beasts, insects. Understand? Birds, beasts, insects. Lakhs of other species, better to remain. But don't allow this crookedness to enter into you. Understand? This is the great hindrance in developing Krishna consciousness. Great hindrance. Kapatya. Yes. It is Krishna's monopoly only. Not your monopoly. Baba, Mr. Khanna, don't be a crooked person. Be simple. As simple as a child. Simplicity is Vaishnavism. A child is very simple. When you are a child, you are very simple. Isn't it? When you grow up and mix with crooked person, you develop crookedness. Isn't it, Mr. Khanna? But give up that crookedness, be as simple as a child, then very soon and easily develop complete Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, you cannot. Therefore, simplicity is Vaishnavism. My point is that one who helps developing Krishna consciousness is our real friend. He's our real friend. In Navadvip Dham, there were two friends. I am telling a story, true story. Navadvip Dham, there are two friends. From very boyhood they were friends. Very boyhood. Understand? When they grew up, one became bhakta, Krishna conscious person. He engaged himself in Krishna bhajan. Associated with sadhus. He has Krishna katha and does bhajan. He understands this is the perfection of him and Bhav to develop complete Krishna consciousness. To go back on back to bhajan, no matter come here to suffer. And therefore sadhu sangha is required. Without sadhu sangha nobody can develop Krishna consciousness. Bhaktisthu bhakta sangena parijayate. Bhaktisthu bhakta sangena parijayate. By the association bhakta sangha, association of devotees, Vaishnavas, those are complete Krishna consciousness. One can develop bhakti, otherwise nobody can develop bhakti. That's the only means. Understand? So he is doing. But other friend, he became complete materialist, gross materialist, atheist. Understand? Devoid of Krishna consciousness. Suffering. So his friend, his devotee friend thinks, oh, from very boyhood we are friends. My friend is not developing Krishna consciousness. And he is suffering. So many lakhs of life have already suffered. Now this life again suffering and next life, what will be the next life? Nobody knows, he may not get human birth. He may be a bird or a beast, a hog or dog. How can I help him? To bring him to this path of Krishna consciousness. And take him to sadhu, then hearing from sadhu, by mercy of sadhu, to develop Krishna consciousness, then that is real good, I say. So he thought of like that. Then we are real friends. Otherwise, what sort of friend I am if I cannot help him like this? Develop Krishna consciousness. So he once told him, my dear friend, they were staying in the other side of Ganges. And this side of Ganges is Mayapur Dham. Have you gone ever? No, I have not gone. You have gone. He has gone. So in Mayapur Dham, many sadhus are there, Vaishnavas are there, there are ashram mathas there, daily Bhagavad Path Prabhachan goes on. Devotees are there, Sankirtan goes on. Sadhu Sangha is available there. So his friend said, my dear friend, let us go to the other side of Ganges. sadhu, Maharaj is there, Vaishnava Maharaj, sadhu. And the association of sadhu, then you'll develop complete Krishna concept of bhakti, then the Sriman Bhakt will be successful. That is needed, otherwise we'll suffer. Again, lots of lives we have already suffered. His friend said, yes, I understand what you are saying, but I am very busy. Arkana said, very busy, taking care of my kheti, taking care of my family, no time. Samaya nahi hai. No time. All right, if I'll get some time, we'll go. You understand? He said like that. What business? How you are spending your time? Doing what? Isn't it? He understands, his friend understands. He sits whole night and watches the film show, cinema show, Jatra party, dance drama, opera party. Whole night spending and no time. I'm very busy. No time to go to the other side of Ganges and to have the association of sadhu and hear Krishna Katha, no time. He says, Dharpur is so busy there in these nasty activities. Many times he said, and he, all right, I'm trying to make some time, we'll go, please wait. Then he said, all right, he's interested in watching cinema, so watching this opera, drama, dance, he's interested in that, and full night sits and watches. So I must trick him. So he said, the other side of Ganges, my dear friend, India famous opera party has come. Yes. And very nice dance drama goes on. Will you go? Oh yes, must go. And the thing that he said, somehow tricking, taking to sadhu. Then they came to the bank of Ganges, and they have to cross the Ganges by boat. And they are going to step into the boat. His friend somehow understood, my friend is taking me to that sadhu. He understood it. He is taking me to that sadhu. He said, oh, my friend, I have forgotten to tell you, I have a disease. What disease? As soon as I step into the boat, my head reels. I start vomiting, bah, bah, bah. I never step into the boat. That disease I have. Please wait. Summer season come, let Ganges dry up, we'll go. Understand, Mr. Khanna? His friend said, I tried my best to take you to sadhu, thereby you'll develop Krishna consciousness, develop bhakti. No more coming to this material world suffering, bad death, old and disease. No more again coming to the mother's womb and get such pain. You'll go back home, back to Godhead. Bhagavan ke dham par jayenge. But you are such a crooked person. Do not ever Ganges dries up. Ganges never dries up. In summer season, rather much water comes. The snow melts, much water comes. The Ganges will never dry, you will never go. You see? Mr. Khanna, understand the story by saying. He is a crooked person, not a simple-hearted person. His friend tried his best, but he felt. He said, you are such a crooked person. I tried my best to do this good to you, but I felt. Therefore, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Maharaj says, It's better to remain in lots of other spaces, vast beasts, insects. But don't allow crookedness to enter into your heart. Great hindrance in developing Krishna consciousness. Yes. So, the person who is simple-hearted, simplicity is Vaishnavism, is simple-hearted, no crookedness, and crying in the heart, "Oh Krishna, how can I understand you? How can I know you? How can I get you? Please help me." Then Krishna appears before him as Guru. Before such a person, not before a crooked person. Understand, Mr. Khama? Yes. Namatma pravatana labhyo no me bhaya na bohuna sutena jama vishabhunate tena labhyo stasi satma vibhunate tanusvang. Therefore, Katham Katvanisam says, nobody can understand Paramatma Tattva by dint of his own mental concoction, merit, intelligence, or learning, panditya, or hearing. Pravatana from so many karmis, jnanis, yogis, pandits, cannot. But it is crying in his heart, simple-hearted person has to understand the Lord who is there in the heart. Lord is there in the heart. Paramatma is known Chaitya Guru. He assumes a body and appears before him as Guru. He then teaches him. That is, he gets. Understand? It's not that everybody gets. No. No. Those are simple-hearted persons. Understand? Crying. Krishna appears. Krishna Guru Rupasana Sastra Pramani. Krishna jadi krupa koren kun bhagyavane guru antar jami rupai sikhaya apare. Chaitanya Charitamrita Kaviraj Goswami says, if Krishna Sagar says mercy upon somebody, then who is Chaitya Guru antar jami in the heart? He appears as guru and teaches. Understand? Guru rupai Krishna krupa koren bhakta jane. In the form of guru, Krishna Sagar says mercy. Then the guru is known as Krishna krupa srimurti, the embodiment of Krishna krupa. Krishna Kripa has assumed a body, that is Guru. And that form of Guru, Krishna, serves mercy. Understand? It's not that Krishna appears as Guru before everybody. No. Understand? Who is not simple-hearted, who is not very serious, is not crying in his heart, Krishna will never appear. According to one's manavruti, understanding, attitude, Krishna makes arrangement. Those are simple-hearted, very crying in the heart, and Krishna appears. That's how they get Sadguru or Sri Guru, representative of Krishna. But those are not like that, crooked persons, superfluous, not serious. Krishna knows the heart. Then, but somehow, yes, I want a guru, yes, but not serious. Superfluous, not simple-hearted, crooked person. Then Krishna tells Maya, "Maya, you supply a guru." And then Maya supplies a guru. He's a cheater. He's a cheater. He cheated. Understand me? Yes, why cheating going on? He cheated. Are you cheated? Yes, cheated. You said he cheated. Why did you? Because of this. Not true. Understand, Mr. Khanna? Yes. One should understand it very well. Guru Krishna Krupate Paya Bhakti Lata Bijo, it is said. By the mercy of Guru Krishna, one gets this seed of Bhakti Kripa. What is the mercy of Krishna and what is the mercy of Guru? It's mercy of Krishna that he meets Guru. Krishna makes arrangement of Guru. You understand? To whom? Arrangement of Guru. You understand? To whom? Who is simple-hearted. Who is crying in the heart. How to? Oh Krishna, how I can understand you, I can know you, I can get you. Please help me. Otherwise not. Well, that is Krishna's mercy, one meets Guru, then Guru's mercy, he gets Krishna. You understand? This is one guess. Guru Krishna Kripa, Prasadipaya Bhakti Lata. Mercy of Guru, mercy of Krishna. Understand? Yes, you'll be cheated. You'll definitely cheated. Yes. Those are simple persons, simplicity, as simple as a child, it is said. Child is simple. A 3-year-old child, you see, is so simple. If you offer him one laddu, smilingly he'll come to you. But you have some ill motive. Oh, this child looks very nice. And his mother has put on, some valuable ornaments on his body. So I'll offer this laddu to him, catch him, take him to that jungle, kill him and take off the ornament. You have this ill motive, therefore you are offering laddu. But it's so simple, smilingly he comes to you. Understand me? It's so simplicity. It's so simplicity. This is simplicity. And some say, if we'll become simple then we'll be cheated. Hey Baba, you have been cheated already. 1,000 times you have been cheated. My Guru Maharaj says, what is this material world? This is a world of cheaters and cheated only. Cheating going on, Baba. And you are fearing if I become simple, I'll be cheated? What is that? This is a world of cheaters and cheated. Only cheating going on. Isn't it, Guru Gauranga? Isn't it? Yes. If you would like to cheat, yes. Cheaters and cheated. And you become simple, then I'll be cheated. What is that? Rather, if you become simple, then very soon develop complete Krishna consciousness. Pure bhakti, sudha bhakti, then protected by Krishna. How one can cheat if Krishna protects? Nobody can cheat if Krishna protects. Understand? You see, Jada Bharat Upakhyana, fifth canto Bhagavatam, that Jada Bharat Upakhyana. Are you reading? You understand that story? Sir? Yes. Jada Bharat Upakhyana episode is there, in fifth canto Bhagavatam. To the general people he appears a deaf, dumb and mad fellow, isn't it? Deaf, dumb and mad, but not deaf, dumb and mad. He is Paramahansa. And a complete Krishna consciousness, Paramahansa. But to the general people appear like deaf, dumb and mad. As if deaf, dumb and mad. Never tells anybody anything, dumb, deaf, mad. People throw nasty things over him. He tolerates, never says anything. Jada Bharat, but the Paramahansa. One day, his brother put him in the cornfield, sit here, watch the cornfield, elephants coming, wild animals coming, destroying them. So whole night sitting there, watching. Very strong and stout, good body here. Some Kali worshippers, understand, Kali puja thing. They were in search of a human being to sacrifice before Kali, body lagayenge. Then Kali Devi, Goddess Kali will be pleased and give us boon. So they found him, this is very nice person. Very strong, nice body, the Kali will be very much pleased. Then cut hold him. He never said anything. Took him, went with them. As innocent child, never said anything. Went with them. Then they bathed him, gave him new clothes to put on, put vermilion spot on his forehead, then brought before Goddess Kali, Murti. Then they said, all right, pay obeisances like this before Kali. So whatever they do, saying, he is doing. He paid obeisances like this before Kali. The dakas drew out their sword to chop off his head. Kali thought, what they are doing? It's such a complete Krishna conscious person, the great devotee, the Lord they are doing. Kali is the maid servant of Krishna, Krishna Dasi, Durga Kali. How could she tolerate? It cannot tolerate. Then the murti broken, burst. Kali came out. You understand? Kali had 10 hands and weapons, swords are there in her hand. And Kali cut off the head of all robbers, the guy. And he was saved. Dharavara, you see. Huh? But you are thinking, afraid. If I become simple, I will be cheated. No, Baba, no. People simple, very soon will develop complete Krishna consciousness. Very soon develop pure bhakti, bhakti. Huh? Then you will be protected by Krishna. How will you be cheated, Baba? You see, this story is Bhagavata Gita, isn't it? So, simplicity is Vaishnavism. And simplicity helps us develop very soon, easily. Otherwise, one cannot. If you keep your crookedness, you cannot develop Krishna consciousness. No. No. You'll be cheated. You'll be cheated. That's the fact. That's the simple side. Great, you see. Diti form, we say diti form, installed, Vaishnava installed. Nama rupa vigraha tino chidanandamaya tine bhedana. There is no difference between the name and form. And vigraha, diti form of Krishna, is installed also. Diti speaks, yes, isn't it? He accepts your service. You offer him food, he accepts. You offer him arati, you offer him this service, he accepts. He reciprocates, he speaks. Those are pure devotees, simple-hearted devotees, they speak with deity. That story is there. Huh? This Sakhi Gopal, Gopal came from Vrindavan to give witness, isn't it? Yeah, have you heard Sakhi Gopal story? Huh? Mr. Khanna? Huh? No? Yes. Gopal, deity came to give witness from Vrindavan to South India, Baranagar. Two Brahmins. If you go to India, the Sakhi Gopal temple is there. You'll go and see Jagannath Puri on the way. That deity is there in Sakhi Gopal. That Gopal deity you'll see. Two Brahmins, one old Brahmin, one young Brahmin, they went out for visiting holy places, Tirtha Brahman, Tirtha Datra, understand? Many tirthas, many holy places they visited. At last they came to Vrindavan. They came to Vrindavan. So in Vrindavan they went to Gopal Mandir, temple of Gopal. There the old Brahmin said, "Oh, you helped me so much. You served me so much. I am very pleased with your service. I could not have visited. I could not have come and visited so many places of pilgrimage if you not have been with me, helped me and served me. I am very pleased with you. So I want to give my daughter in marriage to you." He said that in that temple. The young Brahmin said, "You are saying, are you sure? Speaking truth?" "Yes, I'm speaking truth. I'm pleased with your service. Helped me so much. I will give my daughter to marriage to you." But he said, "You are staying here, but when you went, go back to the house, there will be objection. Your brother will object, your wife will object, your son will object, your family members will object. Because I am a poor man, I have no wealth. You understand? One thing. And I am not a learned person, I am murkha. I am no vidya, you understand? Education. No wealth, poor, no education, not a qualified person. And again, I am low caste Brahmin, you are high caste Brahmin. All these objections will come. So you cannot keep up your word. Huh? And you are saying here, in Gopal Bandir, "Oh, my daughter I will give. I am her. I won't listen to their objections. I am my daughter. I can give. All right. Keep Gopal's witness. Because you are saying this before Gopal, in Gopal temple, before Gopal. So Gopal is witness. So if required, you must come and give witness. You can, you see, when you go back, would go back, and objection would come, then you may say, no, I have not said like that. Then people, gentlemen will ask, who is the witness that he has said? Witness will be required. Give Gopal was required. Witness. So before Gopal he said this thing, well, Gopal I'm saying, and you are witness. If required, you have to go. Both of them accepted Gopal as witness. Young Brahmin and old Brahmin. Then they went back to the village. When the old Brahmin expressed this thing in his house, the objection came. Yes, but he is not equal status with us. How? He will marry our daughter. His wife objected, his son objected, his brother objected, all his family members objected. He is a poor man. He is low-caste Brahmin. He has no education, nothing. How? He said, I have said this thing before Gopal in Vrindavan. And we have accepted Gopal as witness. Gopal is idol, made of stone, Baba. A stone idol will come and give witness. Vasundi, or Cheshra are here. Vaishnava Jati Buddhi Gurusu. Isn't it? What is that? Atya Shradhi, Vaishnava Jati Buddhi Gurusu, Matya Buddhi, do you understand? One accepts this Atya Vigraha, deity form, an idol made up of stone or some metal, and considers Guru as ordinary human being, Matya Buddhi, do you understand? Naramati, do you understand? And Vaishnava belongs to some caste. He is Pasundi Naraki. You understand? He is Pasundi Naraki. He goes to hell. Jamadanda. He is put into hell. Pasundi Naraki. He is not divine from Krishna, I say. Nāmrupa vigrahati na chidānanda. But there are Pasundi Naraki. They think his idol. How? Your idol has come. Idol will come to give witness. Forget it. Forget it. Forget it. 1 month passed, 2 months passed, nothing is coming up, marriage. So that young Brahmin thought of, definitely there is objection. So once he came to the village of that old Brahmin to remind him, that as soon as his family members, old Brahmin's family members saw him, that person coming, they came out with lathi danda dhake, पकड़ करके मकान से निकल आए, समझते हो कि महाल पंजाल से दंडा लाठी बीट में एक बेड़ा यू हैव कम हियर टू मैरी आवर डॉटर नॉनसेंस इडियट रास्का यू गेव सम धुतरा सम पॉइजन एंड टू आवर फादर मेड हिम मैड मैड मैन हैज सेड एंड इज कमिंग टू मैरी They ran to beat him, therefore he fled away. Then he approached the gentleman of the village, that this is the fact. Now they are coming to beat me. The gentleman sat down, then there was meeting, assembly, then came out alight. If he has said that the old man is not saying anything, he is afraid. If you say something, we'll beat you also. The old man was afraid. He was not saying anything. He was keeping himself mum. Then the question came out, all right, who is the witness? He has said this thing. Who has heard? Who is witness? If witness will come and say, yes, I have heard, said, then we'll accept it. And the gentleman said. Young Brahmin said, yes, Gopal is witness. Vrindavan temple of Gopal, he said, and both of us have accepted him as witness. Will he come? Oh, yes, definitely he will come. We have accepted the witness. He must come. But these people have no faith. Either will come, no. that into your devotee. Yes. He starts with duty. He sees Shyama Sundar, he never sees idol, he is not passing in Narada. That's a fact. Then the young Brahmin went to Vrindavan, Gopal Mandir, and said, Gopal, we have accepted as witness, you have heard, old Brahmin has said that thing, that he'll give his daughter marriage. Now objection is there, and people want you to go there to give witness. Otherwise they won't accept it. We have accepted our witness, you have to go. Then Diti spoke. Then Diti spoke. Have you ever seen Diti has gone somewhere? Then young Brahmin said, when you are talking, why you will not go? Isn't it? Generally people never see that Diti is talking, but you are talking. Why you will not go? Pratima Mahatmya Sakshad Vrajendra Nandan, you are not idol, you are directly son of Nanda Maharaj. Such a devotee can say. Not these people, all other majestic people can say, there's an idol. They can see, understand. Narkiso Pasanisa. But devotee sees, he has such. And he talks with. You are talking. Pratima Mahatmya Sakshad Vrajendra Nandan, you are not idol, you are directly son of Nanda Maharaj. Yes, you have to go. You are talking, you have to go. Devotee can say. And he says that, see. Then he says, all right, I'll go. Am bhakta paradhina, that I was saying this morning. Lord Krishna is supreme. Matta parasparam nanyat kinchid asti dhananjaya. Nobody is superior to me. Everybody. Everybody is subordinate to me. He is not subordinate to anybody. He is supreme. All are his servants. He is not servant of anybody. But I am bhakta paradhina. But he is subordinate to his dear devotee, premi bhakta. Isn't it? But premi bhakta says, Lord, does he carries out the dog. He never carries anybody out of the dear devotee. That's a fact. Then they said, all right, I'll go. He's a pure devotee. Then one condition, you'll go ahead, I'll follow you. Don't look back. You'll hear the tinkling sound of my nupur and the feet, understand? That from that sound you'll know that I'm going, following. But don't look back. The place you or movement or place, you look back, I'll stay there, I'll never move forward. That's the condition. Don't look back. From the tinkling sound of my nupur, you understand, yes, I'm going. And another thing, every day you cook this anna, rice, 5 shears of rice, do you understand, 5 manas of rice, and offer it to me. That is food. And this will go. That is condition he made. So they came out. Brahmin came out and Gopal followed. Diti followed. And he was hearing the tinkling sound of the nupur. Then he understood, yes, Gopal is coming, never looking back. So they came to the, and village is very close, just few yards. You see, one furlong, you understand? One furlong away. Understand? Yes, now we have come closer, then look back. And Gopal stood there. Yes, stood there. Didn't move forward. Then he went to the village and said, yes, witness has come. Please come and see and get. So village came, Diti has come to give the witness. So wonderful. They have no belief, no faith that Diti will come, this idol will come. Do you understand? Then only, yes, that's a fact. Otherwise how the Diti came? This is a true fact. Not false. Otherwise how Diti came? To give witness. Then it's Sakhi Gopa. His name is Sakhi Gopa. Then the gentleman accepted, yes, You are telling lie, why are you? Then the old Brahmin came, paid obeisances. Please excuse my offense. These people threatened me out of fear, I didn't tell. Yes, I have told. Expressed this thing before. Gopal, now he has come to give witness. Yes, I will give hand over my daughter to him in marriage. And all gentlemen, I think that fact, this witness has come, the Sakhi Gopal. You understand? As a pure devotee talks with deity. Unless you are pure, unless your devotion is pure, how can I see Gopal? How can I see? In deity form, the Supreme Lord, how can? Upper service I will accept. You understand? Yes. Many stories, and this is true story. This is not concocted story. That's a fact. Yes, that's a fact. That's a fact. And simple hearted, not crooked hearted. Understand, Mr. Khanna? The known as Sakhi Gopal. That Sakhi Gopal is now in Orissa. Do you understand? Bhubaneswar and Puri in between, halfway you will find Satyavadi, a place. Going to Puri, you'll find on the way Sakhi Gopal. So he came to South India, that is Barahanagar. Then, King of Orissa, that was Orissa Kingdom. So, took that deity, Sakhi Gopal deity, and put in Katak. Katak was at that time capital city of Orissa. Then he took the deity and put into the premises of Jagannath temple. In Jagannath temple premises, there is one temple is known as Sakhi Gopal, one murti is also there. He put there. Then what happens? The bhoga or the food prepared for Jagannath, many varieties of food, daily, so heavy amount cooked every time, and pandas, they carry to Jagannath temple. So Gopal stole all on the way, stole. He's a great thief. Great thief, he steals everything, stealer. So he stole. So Jagannath told the king, oh, you put this Gopal here, he stole all, he steals all my food on the way. Make him out from here. So there was quarreling between Gopal and Jagannath. That is a prema kolaha, quarreling with love. Loving quarrel. Loving quarrel. Then king constructed a temple in Satyavadi, few miles away from Puri. He put him there. That Sakhi Gopal temple is there. You will go and see Mr. Khanna. This is true story, understand? One is simple-hearted devotee, Vaishnava, sadhana, he talks with deity, and deity talks with him. This simplicity, nothing is crooked at all, what? Understand? Yes, that's the fact. Another story I'll tell. This one gentleman like you, he had in his house deity, Gopal deity, you understand? He offers to receive. His wife cooks, and he offers it, deity, Gopal. He's a bhakta, Vaishnava, devotee, doing bhajan, kirtan. He had one son, small, say, 5 year old. 5 year old son, only one son. So some occasion arose, he had to go out of the house, some business. He'd remain absent for 1-2 days in the house. Then who will offer bhoga to Gopal? Then he told his small child, 5 year old son, all right, my dear boy, your mother will cook food for Gopal. She will arrange plate. You will take the plate and put before deity, Gopal deity, paid obeisances, chant Hare Krishna. Tell him, Gopal, my mother has cooked this food for you. My father is away, out. So I have brought this plate for you. Please eat it. Just say this thing, simple thing, simple thing. He said, Father, you utter some mantra. You ring, ting, 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 bell. Utter mantra. I don't know what mantra. No mantra is required. You just say this thing. Simple thing. It's simple thing. Simple side. Simplicity. You understand? Yes. No mantra is required. Just chant Hare Krishna and say, my mother has cooked this food for you. I have brought this plate. Please pay obeisance. Dandavat. Please eat it. Just say this thing. Then come out for the temple room. Close the door and make a little opening. If Gopal needs something, some salt, some more sabji or something, then you may give him. Just sit outside. Whatever his father said, he did. The child, simple child, did it. He brought the plate, placed before Gopal, prayed obeisance, chanted Hare Krishna, said, my father is upset. He has told me to do this thing. I have brought this plate for you, Gopal. Please eat it. Then he came out and sat outside. Little opening and looking. Gopal is not eating. He is not eating. Waited half an hour, 1 hour. Gopal is not eating. What is this? My father was giving... You are eating, Gopal, and I am giving you. You are not eating, Gopal. He talked to Gopal. What happened to you? You are not eating, Gopal. Huh? Oh, I don't know any mantra. I didn't ring bells, so therefore you are not eating. Or what is that? My father has said, no need of that, just to say this thing. Why are you not eating? Asking. If you want to eat, so I won't get up from this place, I'm sitting here. We'll never eat, I'll never get up unless you eat. Simple child said. Then Gopal ate everything. Yes. Whole plate was empty. Finished. You understand? So nothing was there for them food. They both, mother and son, starved that night, starved. Yes, that day starved. Only drank tulsi. Tulsi leaf, water, drank, all as Gopal gave this thing. Next day, father came, said, oh, we are starving. Why are you starving? What happened? The son said, what you said, I did. At first Gopal didn't eat. I waited for half an hour, 1 hour. Then I said, Gopal, why are you not eating? My father was offering, you are eating, and I am offering, you are not eating. If you want to eat, I won't get up from this place. I'll sit down here whole night. Then Gopal ate everything. The plate was empty. Nothing for us. Good. That's all. His father said, no, some rash night are eating. Our rash are there in the temple room. Rats are there. They might have eaten. No, Gopal ate it. No, rats might have eaten. Then his father can believe it. Then he said, all right, today you offer, I'll see. The father hid himself inside the temple room, hid himself, to see how Gopal is eating. So you offer same way today, as you did yesterday. And father hid himself inside. So that his son did the same thing, took plate, placed before Gopal, chanted Hare Krishna, said, Dandavat, said, Gopal, you eat. Went outside, sat, but Gopal is not eating. Waited half an hour, Gopal, what happened? You ate yesterday, why are you not eating today? Gopal said, your father is hiding there, how can I eat? Understand? True story, this is true story. That child is simple child. Simplicity is Vaishnava. Simple? You are true sadhu Vaishnava. And you can talk with the Lord. ভাই নিতাই আমার লইয়ারো
Thank you.
I love you.